Yeah, we're starting with reflections on a sensational Munster performance last night that saw the Irish province win an historic 28 victory over South Africa in the dreadful weather conditions at Páirc Uí Chaoimh. It was historic in the sense it was the first rugby match ever staged at the home of Cork GA, and it was the style of the tries in that weather that added to the joy for the fans. The back three, Shane Daly, Simon Zubo, Mike Haley, each grabbed tries in a great display. Hooker Dermot Barron also scored after a rolling maul, and out half Ben Healy kicked magnificently in the conditions. He landed 4 from 4. A sellout attendance of 41,400 fans made it the largest crowd ever to have watched a rugby match in the province of Munster, and it means Munster have now beaten the big touring sides, New Zealand, Australia, the Merry All Blacks and South Africa. After the game, Gary Moran spoke with a delighted Munster coach, Graham Rowntree.
Special night for the guys individually and a special night for the club. And a lot of people worked exceptionally hard to get this game organised at this famous stadium, and the support was brilliant, wasn't it? And the weather wasn't the best. Brilliant, you know, that's going to give us a shot in the arm moving forward into the next batch of games.
You said on Tuesday that it was a game that you wanted, that you were looking forward to, and that maybe you needed. I mean, firstly, as an occasion, did it surpass your expectations?
That's a good question, though. No, it didn't, actually. I had a feeling it would be like that, given how quickly it sold out, given the support, given the history of the support we've had in these games against international opposition. So, you know, I wasn't surprised, but I'm just so proud of everyone involved.
And did the team surpass your expectations?
No. As I've said constantly, I can see what we've been doing, and there's been elements coming out in the game. But you saw a team that went out there and played from the get-go. I thought the balance to a game was really good.
Do you believe tonight's performance will carry weight from Munster in URC or Champions Cup?
It has to be a springboard. I just spoke to the lads there. It has to be a springboard now going forward, giving us a real confidence. Because that was a proper game. And they were a tough team, a big, big team. Yeah, so we've got to take confidence from that moving into the next block.
And other than getting the win, what stood out for you in particular?
It wasn't just the win, just the balance to a game. The tries that we scored and the composure we showed, our defence and our discipline was pretty much, was all right. There's still a few issues at the end of the game that we need to tidy up, particularly around the yellow card and thereafter. We had a couple of penalties for being offside in front of the sticks. But no, I was pleased with how we dealt with their power game, particularly when we were 8-on-8.
You said you were jealous of the guys who were getting the chance to play. So what's your overriding feeling or emotion now?
I'm even more jealous now. I'll go and drink with them tonight and savour the moment. No, it's a special night. You know, as a player, you remember these nights, special moment in a special place.
You would love to have been out there?
Yeah, my knees, not. My back wouldn't have been happy being out there. My ears, certainly not. But no, it's a special night. And I said to him before the game, I'm jealous of what's about to happen. And they know what I mean now.
Yeah, it's Graham Rowntree. Now, the further boost for Munster with the news that Jeremy Lachman will have his first start for Ireland when they take on Fiji at the Aviva tomorrow. And Munster's out half Joey Carberry, as expected, will start for Ireland with Jameson Gibson-Park at scrum half. The big soccer news last night saw Manchester United twice come from a goal down to beat Aston Villa 4-2 in a wild second half at Old Trafford to progress to the last 16 of the League Cup. All six goals came after the interval, and the result goes some way to avenging Villa's 3-1 defeat of United last Sunday. Ollie Watkins put Villa ahead on 48 minutes. Anthony Martial replied almost immediately. Then a known goal from Dalot put Villa 2-1 up. Marcus Rashford equalised, and then late goals from Bruno Fernandes and Scott Tominay meant Manchester United advance to the next round, where they were drawn at home again. They'll play the Championship leaders, Burnley. Elsewhere, it's Manchester City versus Liverpool in the big one. It'll be just days after the World Cup final. Wolves play Gillingham, Southampton versus Lincoln, Blackburn versus Nottingham Forest, Newcastle versus Bournemouth, Leicester go to MK Dons, and Brighton go to Charlton. Now to the domestic front, and it's a very significant weekend. Sunday's Extra.ie FAI Cup final between Shelburne and Derry City is obviously the big game, but there's much to play for at Richmond Park tonight when UCD play Waterford United in the playoff for the right to play in the Premier Division next season. And we're going to look ahead to those games now with Alan Cawley. Good morning to you, Alan. Before we discuss the cup final, we might talk about tonight's playoff. So how do you see that one going between UCD and Waterford? No, we've lost Alan, so we might come back to that. But in the meantime, in golf, the Ryder Cup captain Luke Donald is very much in contention in the Nedbank Golf Challenge. He shot an opening round of 65. It was excellent, but not as good as Ryan Fox, who leads by one shot, and it could be a big tournament for Fox because if he wins this, he would finish ahead of Rory McIlroy at the top of the DP World Tour rankings ahead of next week's season-ending event in Dubai with the third win of the season. Racing at home this evening is at Dundalk, and across channel, the big November meeting at Cheltenham gets underway as well, and we'll have more on that after this break. All right, welcome back to Morning Ireland. We're going through the sports news. Alan Cawley is with us.
He's
look ahead.
We knew the day would come.
Well, it's about time we knock some shape into this. Let's talk about the Waterford UCD game, Alan. How are you?
I'm good, Des. I'm looking forward to the game, yeah. There's so much at stake, obviously, with guaranteed Premier Division football for the winners. And, of course, UCD and Waterford met at this stage last year as well, but it was UCD who came out on top, and they were the first division side. It's roles reversed tonight because Waterford are the first division team trying to topple UCD, the Premier Division team. And I actually fancy Waterford. They've scored, I think it's 70 goals this season, Des. They're very exciting to watch. UCD have conceded 70 goals, albeit in the Premier Division. So I think there will be goals in the game, but just because of the momentum that Waterford have built up over the recent weeks, I just think they'll have enough to get by UCD.
Okay, great. And the cup final on Sunday. Now, in the league, Shelburne finished something like 25 points behind Derry. So that's a worrying stat, is it?
Yeah, but I think on days like this, Des, as you well know, cup final day, I think form will go out the window because it's the old cliche, it is about all on the day. And if you look at the games that they've played against each other, Derry have won twice, Shelburne have won once, and there's been one draw, but they've all been very closely matched games with only one goal, I suppose, on either side of each win. So I think form will go out the window. I think Shelburne would be looking forward to it. Derry, of course, are the favourites, but they suffered a blow last week when Diallo got suspended in the last league game of the season, so he'll be a big miss for them. And I think Shelburne, when you look at the storylines involved, obviously Damien Duff, his name speaks for himself, absolutely box office, and there'll be so much interest in that side of things because of him. Rory Higgins, on the other hand, it's his first full season in charge of Derry City, trying to bring the good times back. They finished second in the league and they've had a very good season, and obviously if they can top it off by winning the cup, it would be an unbelievable season for them. So many storylines, so many plot lines. It's our showpiece day of the year. I think tickets are selling well also, Des, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Great stuff, and we'll have that live on RT Radio and Television on Sunday. Thanks, Alan.